I told you that the president and first lady went to New Orleans last night for the national championship game between the LSU Tigers and the Clemson Tigers. It's, man, it's got to be a security nightmare, but then again, they've got the place pretty well locked down, I would think. I don't know what security was like there, but I'm sure the metal detectors and the wands and the dogs and everything were quite intense. And, well, I just want to give you a bit of the flavor. Here's some sound, and here's a little piece when the president and first lady are walking into the stadium there at in New Orleans, what it is, not LSU Stadium, but in New Orleans at the Superdome. Here they are walking in, and here is the reaction from the crowd, just to give you an idea of how the president was received last night. Go.
Joined by the President of the United States and the First Lady.
I'd say pretty thunderous applause, pretty well received in New Orleans. Obviously, the way Louisiana is not what we call a swing state. Louisiana is not a battleground state, and apparently college football, not a battleground area for Democrats either. The Republicans seem to have that one locked right up, right? That one seems to be locked right up. By the way, back to the headlines today. William Barr out yesterday, the attorney general. Couple of big comments from the attorney general that you need to know about. Number one, he said the DOJ was consulted before the Soleimani strike that killed General Qassem Soleimani of Iran while he was in Iraq, apparently planning more terrorist attacks in the region, possibly against American soldiers and American interests. So the DOJ was consulted. The comments came after growing questions about what led to the January 3rd airstrike that took out Soleimani, head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the elite Quds Force. The Democrats have criticized Trump's decision. They have sided with Iran. They have sided with his terrorists from the day this drone strike occurred, claiming he did not properly notify Congress in advance of that attack. Not that he needs to. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, he certainly does not need to do that. And, of course, you look at the attacks on Libya, or the attacks on Bosnia, or the attacks on 100 different places over the past 50 years. When presidents are confronted with a challenge, they go after the challenge. They eliminate the threat, whether it's al-Baghdadi, Osama bin Laden, or in this case, General Soleimani. And William Barr says Soleimani was a legitimate military target, and the strike was a legitimate act of self-defense, certainly in light of what he has done previously. The Department of Justice was consulted, and frankly, I don't think it was a close call, said the Attorney General. I believe the president clearly had the authority to act as he did on numerous different bases. So there you go. It's all part of this ongoing conversation where the Democrats find themselves on the losing end of the argument, trying to defend a guy that is not defensible. Trying to defend a position which is indefensible, which is somehow the United States should let go a guy that we know is moving players on the battlefield to attack American interests and American personnel, who is instrumental in terrorist attacks all over the Middle East, who is instrumental in destabilizing the Middle East, who is instrumental in keeping the Iranian people under their fist. They killed 1,500 protesters, maybe more, but the reported number is 1,500 just a few weeks ago under Soleimani's direction. People protesting for freedom, for democracy, for their liberty, for their independence, for separation from this theocracy. There really is not a close call here. He was taken out in a clean precision strike, and we didn't get World War III. In fact, we got people celebrating on the streets of Iran, celebrating the death of Soleimani, tearing down posters with his picture, celebrating that he was gone because he was a murderer, and they knew it, and we knew it. And for the Democrats to defend that in any fashion is reprehensible, frankly. for members of Congress to stand behind Soleimani and say, well, the president didn't have the authority. Of course he had the authority. And he has the authority today if he wants to go into some country you've never heard of and drop a bomb if it defends Americans and American interests. It's Article 2 of the Constitution. It's basic constitutional law in the United States. Simple stuff. Meanwhile, the Attorney General also was talking about the attack at the naval station where three people were killed by a Saudi national and has now kicked 21 other Saudis out of the country at the Pensacola as a result of that Pensacola incident. That happened yesterday as well. 21 Saudi students expelled from the United States following an investigation into that Saudi military officer who killed three sailors and wounded eight others at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. That happened last month. Attorney General William Barr saying the investigation of the shooter, Lieutenant Muhammad Al-Shamrani, has determined he was motivated by jihadist ideology. Shocking, right? You know what's shocking about this? It's not that we're being told that. It's that it's actually being admitted to. That it was jihadist ideology that led to this attack that killed three American service personnel at the Pensacola Air Naval Station. You know, in the past administration, they wouldn't even say radical Islam. The term wouldn't even pass their lips. Well, something has changed, hasn't it? Which brings me back to Attorney General Bill Barr being the best appointment to date of this president. Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley also in the top five. But Attorney General William Barr is unflappable. He is not impressed with the swamp, and he's not impressed with people that try to bully him or threaten him. He knows the law inside and out, and he'll use it to his advantage and to the advantage of this country and this administration, as he should. 25 after, it's Tuesday, January 14th. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along. Back in a moment.